and from somewhere I hear.
Hello. It is 40 Acres and a Clone Mule on today's a momentous day in the world of punk rock. Pussy Riot, band out of Moscow, Russia. All three members sentenced to 2 years in prison for performing one song. Wrong place, wrong time, apparently. So we'll be playing some Pussy Riot today. Who knows what else? I'm going to be crawl around the stacks a little bit. But if you hear that song with lyrics in Russian, that's partially a punk rock song, partially sort of like religious style music. That is Pussy Riot, Punk Prayer. That'll be coming up in the show probably in the next half hour or so. So stay tuned. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule.
You're in your fader, fader.
We don't have enough data.
It's looking business.
And that's why I'm saying...
So what did you do?
Well, first things first, obviously. The first thing to do in an event like that is to underestimate the problem.
What? Underestimate the problem?
Yes,
why would you do that?
You don't want people to panic. I mean, you've got to calm people down. A lot of people get very worried.
Why do they get worried?
Well, because the sea is filling with oil. A lot of people are very sentimental about the sea.
But understating the problem, surely not a solution.
Well, no, not to that problem, but first things first.
So what was solution number two?
Solution number two was to acknowledge the magnitude of the problem, but to point out that it's certainly not BP's fault. This is not our fault.
Whose fault is it?
I don't know, someone else. The bloke who built the wing nuts or something.
The solution doesn't sound very good.
That wasn't one of our better ones, but the next one was brilliant. We dropped a kind of shopping centre over the hole.
An underwater shopping centre?
Underwater shopping centre. We fitted it over the hole.
And did that work?
No, but it was a brilliant idea.
In what sense was it brilliant?
Oh, we know that doesn't work. We won't be trying that again.
What was the fourth solution?
Fourth solution is to offer to help with the cleanup. We can help there.
Hang on a second. How do you mean help? Shouldn't you be doing the cleanup? I mean, well, you're the one getting the oil out of the ocean.
We're not getting the oil out of the ocean. That's useless, that oil. How do you get oil out of the sea? We've been trying for a week. You can't be done.
Okay, so what about the fifth solution?
The fifth solution was to pump mud down into the hole.
What with?
Well, both. See, that's the problem there. Ultimately, of course, relief wells is the thing we're going to have to build. And relief wells, drill relief wells.
And when can you do that?
August.
Anything in the meantime?
Well, we've gone with a democratic solution in the meantime, which is nice.
What's a democratic solution?
Well, blame the president.
For causing the largest oil spill in US history.
Bad mistake. People hate it.
But
people absolutely hate it.
But he didn't do it.
Well, he didn't prevent it, did he? I mean, have a look out there.
Thanks for your time.
He didn't prevent it, pardon?
Thanks for your time.
Regulation. No, it won't be measured in barrels. I think it's a different concept altogether. I've never heard of it either, but keep bloody looking.
Go back a few thousand years. The energy available to grow our crops, feed animals. Oh.
Like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a ballpark, like a hiccup, like a blood clot, like a brain stroke, like a long trip, like it's velvet, like a dream that I can't see. Like a housewife, like a raven, like a teacup, like a bedpan, like a cold sore, like an old friend. Ah, you seem so removed.
Something I shouldn't, like yesterday, I spotted myself walking too fast, and I heard myself talking too loud. Yes, I've got the deep fear, paranoia, anxiety, despair, and suicide blues. But I'm making sure I don't do nothing else wrong, cause I done screwed up so many times, I cornered myself into a backstreet dead-end alley of paranoia, and every time I hear an airplane or helicopter or car door slam, I know the Secret Service, the FBI, and the IRS SWAT teams have finally arrived, cause I published a poem by the president of the United States of America without his fully conscious permission. And I'm sure I haven't paid enough taxes because I've got no income yet. Somehow I keep on doing things like eating every once in a while and paying a light bill or two, but how do I do it? They're gonna ask, what's the source of your income and how come you don't come to see us anymore? So, yes, I've become a little jumpy, but I'm staying one step ahead, tapping my own phone, videotaping my every move, watching myself day and night, replaying the tapes, cause I got a bad, bad, bad case of the deep fear, paranoia, anxiety, despair, and suicide blues.
Lucky to be able to partner with the World Trade Organization, which you know, has slightly different goals. Of course, McDonald's goals are to profit and grow, and we hope that we can provide a nutritious and tasty product in the process.
Our goals are to help McDonald's profit and grow and all other corporations.
I think you guys, like, the WTO is kind of lacking a kind of like a human element, you know, like if you saw, have you ever seen starving people?
In pictures, yes.
Okay, but tell me, if you saw somebody starving to death, you would probably think a lot, you know, like, that would kind of hit you in a sensitive, you know, place to say, like, oh, well, you know, maybe markets and money and this and that don't really mean as much.
attention and music.
Okay, okay.
We don't have enough data.
Okay, okay.
Mr. Editing is stupid.
Close your eyes.
Mr. Editing is stupid.
Listen very carefully. Close your eyes.
Christianity is
okay, okay.
Counter stupid.
Close your eyes.
Counter stupid.
Listen very carefully.
Christianity is triggering the murder.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is
thought provoking.
Listen very carefully.
Even humorous.
I think we don't accomplish anything by going on like this. This is the same thing you've been saying over and over again.
Well, we're going to listen to those sounds again.
We don't have enough data.
This time, I'm going to ask you to do something besides just listen. I would like for you and your friends to pretend you're actually in the places you hear. Make believe that you're doing something.
We don't have enough data.
And while you're pretending and having fun,
we don't have enough data.
What?
Please ask yourself this question.
And what? And what will become of me?
We don't have enough data.
Please ask yourself this question. A photocopy of a diagrammatic analysis of the report. Please ask yourself this question. Is God here? Is God here? In this place? Doing this kind of thing?
Чорний ряд і золоті вагони, все прихожає ползуть на поклони, призрак свободи на небесах.
І правда отправить Сибірка на лах.
Глибоко губи, глони цвітой, вікон протестуючих сезон з конвой. Хто мислить день, що мене оскорбить?
Женщина мусора, жарти любить.
You can just jump off and miss everything and try to do it faster. You can just
Thank you. Murder and music.
You've given enough monkeys.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism.
Enough typewriters.
Murder
journalism
and music.
Journalism or sensationalism.
And enough pay.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism.
And one of them will eventually come up with a King James version of the Bible.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism.
Your Bible.
You don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
We don't have enough data. We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
Data. We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data.
It's monkey business.
And that's why I'm saying...
Hi there, folks. This is Jello Biafra, support-free radio. Data. What else do we have left?
Don't get no sunshine, just get rain, 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 like, yeah. It's been a long time, can't get no sunshine, just get rain, 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 like, yeah.
already I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry, safe and sound and hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry, so let's eat.
Let's eat!
And he said the word, and we ate it. Hot dog! And what was the word?
Hot dog!
Hot dog, yes, dear friends. A mighty hot dog is our Lord. I'm not talking about meat. No. I'm talking about food. Dinner at 8. Let's eat! Ah, the glories of food. The communication of the distance.
I sure am hungry. Some cookies, machine of cherries, jar of lemons, laughing cow cheese, Jesus. Why is my mouth dry?
But so hungry.
There's nothing to eat.
Surrounded by a thin, thin, thin 16-millimeter shell. And inside, it's delicious.
I'll bet.
That's Arnie's whole beef halves we deliver. Thirsty?
That's me.
Wouldn't you like some of this old Filipino creamy coming in shorts and quarts?
Yeah.
And tubs of slaw.
Give me two.
Sorry, only one tub per family. That's whole beef halves we deliver everywhere. Offer not good after curfew in sectors R or M.
They never come up into the hills.
And there's hamburger all over the highway. Mystic Connecticut.
Good morning. Those are the headlines. Now the rumors behind the news. Here is some report from the
Barbara's Pizza. Armenian Gardens. Hank's Juggernaut. Leviathan. Nick Swell. There you are.
I think I already warned you. 40 acres in the economy almost starting.
This is George Tirebiter, Camden N 200R. I want to order pizza to go and no anchovies. What? Oh, man, nobody would come up here at all.
Here he is, Dr. General Alona. Here he is. It's a matter of personal safety. Adam, 1/1000 Nicotine will come as a pleasant surprise to his honorary aquarium parents, Ralph Bunch and Idle Peanut.
Yeah, I'll bet it will.
Come on up here if you want to eat. Come on up, darling. Don't be afraid.
Oh, that's weird.
I won't bite you.
Weird. Too much.
Is it too much, friend? Pull the curtain, friend. Look at this. Look at this steaming heap. Too much of admirable birds, brightly bound French fried chicken fingers. Too many cuts of Mother Baker's deep dish, sheep dip, cherry stone pie.
Oh, too many. Really looks good. Oh, no, no, man. I want more. More. Okay, man, you've been talking a lot. Hand him over here. Oh, my God, they're still warm.
Hey, thank you,
they're
friend.
Covered with... thank you, this is amazing.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
With your mouthful, I'll talk to you. Eat.
Okay, I'm eating.
While you eat, be assured, dear friends, ow, that one of the two greatest guys in the universe, that great guy upstairs,
thank you.
Is thanking me.
Thank you.
Sometimes even
worse.
Oh,
I can feel it.
Sometimes
even motorcycle helmets are not
enough. Oh, right on, Dale. I am
changing with the time, so let's meet him.
Pro Technic.
something will pop into my head here, but it hadn't yet. I'm afraid they've never heard us again. George Tenet came in to brief me. He was a horrible individual. And one of the things was he was a scum. And so we dealt with him.
Welcome to the Inner Side, produced at KPFT Houston for Free Radio Santa Cruz, LPFM, and community radio stations worldwide. Tonight we're going to begin with a segment we have.
Will not be permitted to threaten the United States. He has shown utter contempt for the United Nations and for the opinion of the world. He clearly has much to hide.
Wooden nails. This is not a duct tape and plastic situation.
Boys and
nail
girls,
up all the boys and girls,
we should do it now.
Here's the most important step.
Boys and girls, this is not evil. We should do it now.
Zombies can't climb.
We should do
you
it now.
Can.
We should do
Don't
it now.
Give them a walk.
We should
come
do it
up.
Now. We should
Team
do it now.
Team 2 is on weapons.
We should do it now.
Make a list to go and get them.
Girls,
remember,
boys and girls,
fire is not your friend. Lighting a zombie on fire only yields a flaming zombie. You'll burn alive in your own house. To my knowledge, no zombie has ever been able to use fire without the help of a stupid human. You want weapons that you can use. Chainsaws, shotguns, rifles, pistols, and lots.
The war goes on, and we are winning. We are winning. The war goes on. We are winning. More than 3,000 members of the federal guard have been arrested in many countries. Singapore, Milan, Madrid, London, Paris, New York. As we fight this war, we will remember where it began. In Washington, D.C. Tonight I have a message for the brave and oppressed people of the United States. Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country. And the day he and his regime are removed from power will be the day of your liberation. Whatever action is required, whenever action is necessary, I will defend the freedom and security of the American people. Americans are doing drugs every day. Americans are doing drugs every day. These problems will not be solved. And that's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Boys and girls doing drugs every day. God bless. Boys and girls doing drugs. Boys and girls. Boys and girls. We should do it now. We should do it now. Let there be no misunderstanding. Saddam Hussein will be killed. We should do it now. We should do it now. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Boys and girls. This is not evil. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Saddam Hussein will be killed.
I think you've overdosed if you knew what's going down.
And don't you love the Chinese students? Look what they can do. And I hope someone will listen before they're through. Now we got students in another part of this world who just want a new car and a good job, safe sex to make their toes curl.
Wash me, please. Now, if you're Mr. Common Sense, you won't believe me when I tell you that I've got an envelope that'll clean your car while you're driving at home to work. Well, George, believe me, this time, because this one isn't like the Austrian self-sharpening razors. No fringe, no overheating like with the tropical fishes, no zizzing and dripping like with the dike.
That your coffee don't got zest appeal. I don't know. That's the secret ingredient in there, Zot Brothers coffee. Yeah, look here.
Thank you. bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
Surrounding, but he's utterly alone. He lives high above the ground and he rarely makes a sound. He's in charge of everything. His name is King Fred.
King Fred!
His name is King Fred.
King Fred!
A king of nothing and a nothing king. King Fred rules over everything. A king of nothing and a nothing king. King Fred rules over everything. All bow down to King Fred. 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 His fortress of power is a 100-year-old tower. It used to be the only one. But the buildings got taller and the people got smaller. And everyone forgot they had a king. But his name is King Fred.
King Fred!
His name is King Fred. King of nothing and a nothing king. King Fred rules over everything. He's a king of nothing, he's a nothing king. King Fred rules over everything. King Fred rules over everything. He's a king of nothing, he's a nothing king. He's a king of nothing, he's a nothing king. Oh, King Fred's over the icing. All bow down to King Fred. 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 All bow down to a king named Fred.
Whoa!
That was Executive Slacks, a little instrumental called Nausea, title cut from their album Nausea. Before that, new music from The Intelligence, Evil Is Easy, from Everybody's Got It Easy But Me, Too Much Joy. Back in the old vinyl days, we heard the tune King Fred from the Green Eggs and Crack album, came out in 87. Savage Republic did Jamahariya, title cut of that album. We had a big circumstantial happenstance in there, including snippets of Firesign Theater. Well, a long section of Firesign Theater from Don't Crush That Dwarf, Henry and the Pliers. Residents, a little bit of Yummy Yummy Yummy. David Bowie, a little segment of Big Brother. Some other things mixed in. GWB was all over the place there. Scooter was in there. Swell Maps, I believe. Big Maz in Trouble. Before that, another circumstantial happenstance with Firesign Theater and a big section of the album Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers also. Let's see, X did Devil Doll from More Fun in the New World. We had a Legal ID. Before that, the Amcats did Rain, Rain, Rain from a 7-inch. Finn Riggins did Big News from their new Benchwarmers EP, which is really good. Freak did Anti-Pope from another Damned Seattle compilation. Covers of Damned songs from Seattle from back in the day, 90s, I guess. Pack AD from We Kill Computers came out a year or so ago with the tune Cobra Mate. Before that, new music from the Ty Segall Band and Death. The album's called Slaughterhouse. We had a Pop Defect radio montage thing called Tapping My Own Phone. And we started with a big, long circumstantial happenstance with Kaput Radio, the KLF, Negative Land, and more. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule, and we'll be playing some hip-hop in the next hour as we move on.